Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Happy Wednesday to all of you. I am Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through Elizabeth Cookson, that's CUCKSON.com. And make sure when you are at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. Yes, we are halfway through the year, but there are still messages to be heard, so definitely check it out. The other thing is, I know I have been a little behind on my blog, and I've heard from many of you that you miss me so much. I've been on the road and traveling, and my apologies. I am going to get some blogs out there for you and make sure that I get you some up-to-date information on what's going on in the world of the spirits. And so what I decided to do is just do a little treat today, and I have a reading that I sat down and did a mini meditation just to say, hey, what is it that the listeners need to hear about today? And the biggest message that came through was we need to remain in the state of gratitude that says there is money that is already here, even if you don't see any visible evidence of it yet. And when you feel grateful, it's going to just reveal itself. So look for opportunities. Look for people to come into your life. Look for that support. Look for abundance, whether it's in health, relationships, finance. And just know that your supply may show up in any kind of form. So just make sure you're open to those opportunities and gifts, maybe even from others. So that is the message for today. I want to also share with you, I have a book that's coming out just next week. I am so, so excited. It's called Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. So definitely check out my Facebook page and the website for more information on that. You can get a copy of Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. So today your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Michelle Houchens, is going to talk to us. And she's also going to, we're going to open the phone lines, Brian, because we're going to allow Michelle to do some readings here on the air. If you are interested, I want you to take down this number, 1-800-930-2819. And let me tell you a little bit about Michelle. She is a psychic medium. She has a unique gift that has taken her on a journey from a Fortune 100 executive to a world-renowned medium for spiritual channeling and energy understanding. For over 25 years, Michelle has been a medical intuitive, a CEO, a patent holder, registered nurse, and corporate executive. But since childhood, she has had the gift, that psychic gift, that psychic ability. And she has remained silent about her psychic skills. There's a lot that you can hear from her bio that is very similar to mine. And we both have had this gift, and Michelle the same, feeling that different feeling. And how does she share those gifts? And now she's finally announcing her intuitive skills. And let me tell you, she did some work with me this past week, and she is amazing. So I cannot wait to share her with you. Welcome, Michelle.
Namaste, Elizabeth. Well, thank you. That's a high honor for you to say that because, gosh, I'm in the presence of high company, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I am so excited to get started, but you know what? There are so many people that I think do have that spiritual gift, that intuitive gift, yet they're very afraid to get out, to share, to speak about it. And I just want to touch a little bit about how you really came to find out that you were an intuitive. And then I want to get started on our topic for today, which is heaven is a state of being. But I just want to share a little bit about how you found your medium and intuitive skills.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. And namaste to all the listeners, and hopefully callers, please call in. I love to hear your wisdom, your voices, your questions. So like you, Elizabeth, I'm a believer that these intuitive senses are something that we all have. We all have on Earth. We all chose to be on Earth at the same time. And how much you'd like to utilize these senses and tap into them and hone them as a skill depends on what you so chose in this light form. So for me, I came onto the earth about I remembered about the age of 5, I would say, and I was very clairsentient. So meaning I could feel everything. And as I'd walk into the room as a child, I would know what people were thinking, what they were feeling. And often the emotion was really overwhelming to me as a child. You know, I didn't like being so sensitive to all of this. And through my path, I resisted it a little bit. It just was so overwhelming on the earth. And now I have the opportunity to work with children, with teens, and I find this often. So as I went down my journey, what I started to do was just keep it pretty internal to self, but start to utilize these senses. And I would say it was about my mid-20s. I really started to see the opportunities within this. And I went into a career in medicine, as well as sales, marketing, corporate America, and started to utilize these and build them. And now I have the senses, what I would say is a clairaudient, visual, and sentient, meaning I hear, see, and feel, and utilize all of these different senses dependent on what I'm accessing. So it's one is not better or more than the other. It's just how you utilize them. So I'm a big believer that we all came onto the earth. We have a little bit of this, depending on what your gift is. And if that's a question for you that you'd like to call in and ask me, I'm happy to share that with you a little bit. But that's
and hey,
pretty
Michelle, cool. We do mm-hmm. have Sarah. We have Sarah on from Georgia who has a question for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Brian, go ahead, bring on Sarah.
Well, good morning. Or no, I guess it's good afternoon.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. I have listened to you quite a bit, and I was very excited that you actually had a different medium on today. And I think my big question is that my dad passed away, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And I just wasn't sure if you had any feeling that, you know, he's okay and...
Yeah. Namaste, Sarah. Yeah, he's okay. He's a little bit mournful that he left the earth. He didn't leave it early necessarily, but he really loved the earth. He really loved being here. And so he misses all of the senses to being on the earth, if that makes sense for you. Now,
yep.
You have said goodbye to him so many times. He says, tell her to say hello. I say hello. There's no goodbye. Sarah, that's what he wants you to know, is you weren't to say goodbye, because it's just in this bodily form that we change. And he really much prefers hello. He never liked goodbyes. They made him sad. He really likes hellos. So that's why you keep feeling like I need to tell him goodbye. And he keeps saying, say hello, Sarah. I love you. And I'm right here with you. It's just really in a different dimension. But I'm hearing that you found a lot of pennies. Do you notice that, Sarah?
Yes, I actually just found one yesterday.
Yeah, that's your dad. He's giving you signs. Often we'll find that those have transcended, that they'll send us money. It's something that we notice because it's a currency of exchange that most of us will stop, we'll pick it up, and we'll notice versus walking by it. So sometimes they'll send us pennies, like pennies from heaven, you know that term. Sometimes they'll send us nickels, dimes, but he sends you pennies. So think of them, and that's his hello to you. He's laughing. He said he's sending you money. always like that.
That's funny because I did just find one yesterday, and I always say, Penny, find a penny, pick it up. The rest of the day you'll have good luck. So I actually gave it to a very dear friend of mine and said, here, you need some luck today.
Yeah, I'm hearing something about your house. Okay, let me just ask the question. Oh, he's in your house with you. He doesn't want that to spook you, but sometimes you hear noises, you hear things, and it's him. He wants you to know that.
Oh, that's great.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, and it doesn't spook me out at all. I love it.
Good. You have lights flicker. He does that to get your attention sometimes. He's kind of bossy around the house, he's saying. He was a good fix-it-up man. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he has his opinions, is what I'm hearing. different things. So, yeah, he gets your attention here and there. But he says, say hello to me, and you'll know and feel that he's in and around. You are very clairsentient. You feel things in and around you, Sarah. So trust that.
I do, and I try really hard to do that. I really do. I look at, I watch the numbers on I just will walk in a room and it'll be 111 or 1111. And every time I see those numbers, I always stop and say hello to my angels. And when interesting things like that happen, I do comment on it out loud, like who's here or thank you for visiting. Because I have quite a few members in that have already passed. And so it's just a multiple choice as to which one's visiting.
You do. You have a lineup, Sarah. Now, I know we have to go to break, so I'm going to tell you thank you so much for calling in, and trust and listen. You're a very, very connected lady. So thank you so much for calling in, and namaste.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sarah.
Okay, thank
you. All right, and we will be right back, so stay tuned.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Tonight I'm gonna break.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest today, Michelle Houchins. And we also have a caller right now, Christina, who is on the line with us. Christina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Well, while we were on commercial break, we were chatting with Christina, and she had a question for Michelle in regards to her finance, her potential opportunities, and some health questions. And so, Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and let you answer that question for her.
Good. Yeah. So, Christina, namaste, and namaste, everyone. You shared with me that up until a few years ago, you were having some chronic health issues and then transitioned to this exploration of more spirituality, I think, and correct me if I'm off at all. And now, as you're going along this path, how do I basically create a union or join this whole aspect of spirituality and what you're doing for a living, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Christina, what I'm hearing, because you were in corporate America, I keep hearing accounting and or marketing for you. Does that make sense for your soul?
It does. I've been able to work in the stock market part-time.
Yeah.
Home. And I have a degree in business and finance and sales management.
Yeah, you can look at a spreadsheet faster than anyone probably on earth. I would call you the Excel spreadsheet queen. I used to work with one of my managers was the Excel spreadsheet queen is what I called her. You're very good at analyzing information quickly and making it simplistic. Now, saying that, what I keep hearing for you is nonprofit, nonprofit, nonprofit. Something that you're really, really passionate about. And I'm hearing something with breast cancers or with cancers of some sort. You may need to work into exactly what you want to do, but I keep hearing cancers. Does that make sense for your soul?
It does. My aunt died of breast cancer when my daughter was almost born. And so I was fortunate enough to work from home for a couple of years because I really wanted to enjoy my kids when they were little. And just as I said in commercial, my kids and I have experienced chronic health problems, so I'm trying to pursue this spiritual path, but also combine that with what I can do to generate some revenue, and my passion is really how can I help children or people with cancer or something of that nature.
Good. Yeah, children is definitely another way, or you can combine the both is what I hear. That would be what I call my winner, winner, chicken dinner. When I really hit and nail it in a bullseye, it's my winner, winner, chicken dinner. What if you were doing some work with cancer research for kids that would be inclusive of adults, because they obviously grow up, and that you would work in some type of format? I'm thinking of my good friend Angela, who runs the University University of Colorado Cancer Centers here in the nonprofit area. Much like her, she has this background in business, marketing, sales, all of the above, and I hear you would be perfect with your background to do something like that. Now, saying it's all in philanthropy and fundraising, and they'd say you'd have to get through a few hurdles about the fundraising, but if you're passionate about it, you have no problem, Christina, is what I hear. Does that make sense for your soul?
It does. It does. Any guidance on the health issues so that I can get back to work and do these good things?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that and put that in your information, because all I hear is it's less about organic and it's more about substances that harmonize with your body. So for all of those folks listening, inclusive of you, Christina, you know, we're made up of these energy parts. And if we're all energy, when we place energy into our bodies or into our parts, that is, feels like that of displaced frequency, often will have a reaction. And that's what happens to you. You're very, very, very sensitive to pesticides, to any chemicals. You've tried to almost go kind of a pure form. That's great for your soul. What I hear is for people, you know, this whole sense of blessing or giving gratitude to the things that you put in your body, whether it's foods, all kinds of things. I do hear that you have some very, very big heavy metals in your body. A lot of people get these from tooth fillings, from things. So take a look at heavy metals. There are some testing kits out there. There's a natural substance called selenium that really works well with heavy metals. Have you tested any of that at all, Christina? And know that, you know, I always tell people, listen, I'm not working as a practitioner on radio like this, so seek medical health care. And just some things to check out that we're speaking of. But is that something you've looked at, as heavy metals at all?
That is so interesting, because, yes, during my prayer time, I heard a specific holistic integrative women's health practitioner in the area. So I've been working with her for 5 months. And
good.
She has picked up a lot of foods that I'm very sensitive to, as well as the heavy metals. So I'm just feeling better every month.
Good. Yeah, you're really, really, really going to do well with her. I hear she's exceptional. So, you know, stay on the right track. Just know, you know, this whole sense of blessing or giving gratitude to this food, this drink, everything that'll harmonize. You're also very sensitive to the air. Believe it or not, air is molecules to us and how we ingest it. So breath, this whole thing we call prana breath, or taking that in, bless that a breath, believe it or not, or give gratitude that a breath is filling you up with this white light, and that would help you. It's kind of like the cherry on the sundae is what I'm hearing for you. You're just, you know, we have these agreements with these other things of matter, of substance, that we call food, we call water, we call plants, and simply making agreement for them to ingest lightly, delicately, and harmonize with our energy would really help you. So just some things to think about, but you're well on your path. You've done a great, great job. You've healed a very, very prominent chronic disease is what I've heard.
I have.
Oh, awesome.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, to help the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue.
Yeah, very, very much so.
I've listened to Elizabeth for several years, and she's advised that before. Bless your food, bless your water, give thanks, gratitude.
Yeah, it's that harmonization. I know, Elizabeth, you talk about that. Very, very, very important. So best of luck. And for you, again, it's this sense of everything is in alignment. Everything is in the purest form. And bless it that way. And you'll see an immaculate difference, especially with your breath.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's women like you that are helping so many other people. I'm very grateful for you.
Oh, it's an honor, as we are for you. Thank you. Namaste, Christina.
You as well.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you for calling in. Hey, and Michelle, we are about ready now for a commercial break. And so when we come back, we will try to touch on a heaven, a state of being. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest today, Michelle Hutchins. And we are talking about heaven, a state of being, but it is so interesting because we have to bring on this next caller. Her name is Kathy. And Kathy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Kathy had a question, and it just is perfectly falling right into place with our topic for today. So, Kathy, would you go ahead and ask your question of Michelle, please?
Absolutely. Hello, Michelle, and thank you, Elizabeth. For the past 2 years, I've really been sitting in with my own essence and being and recognizing and embracing the fact that it really is a state of heaven on earth, and becoming incredibly sensitive to all of my guidance. And I'm so open to what you see unfolding for me because I am overwhelmed with the magnitude of the wonderful and beautiful ideas that are coming through.
Yeah, namaste, Kathy. I love this. And, you know, it's namaste. Funny because all of the callers, you know, are really in a state, the whole planet is in a state of exploring this heaven. What is truly heaven? And exploring it as a state of being here on the earth, it's just a state of being, I would say. And so for you, Kathy, you know, you shared with me during the break that you're feeling more clairsentient, this this whole feeling of all of these all of these creative ideas coming. And I hear you're very, very, very visual, very clear, you know, what we would call clairvoyant, meaning deja vu happens to you routinely. Does that make sense for your soul? Yeah. Yeah. And right. You know, it's like, gosh, I feel like I've already done this. Like I've seen this. Huh? I've done this. I've been here before. Right? It's our whole sense of time. Yeah, exactly. It's our whole sense of time that's changing on the earth. Now, we have this thing we call 2012. And for many people, it feels like fearful for 2012. And what I would tell people is it is definitely a state of change. So if you're someone who really likes things to stay the same, it could bring up a sense of fear. There's really no sense need to feel fear, but I let everyone have their own experience with that. What I would say is this whole sense of time, space, and matter is changing. So what you're experiencing right now, Kathy, is the sense of time changing. It's like, wow, I have all of these opportunities coming at me at once, and literally they're happening instantaneously, where in the past it seemed like they were happening slower. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Good. And it's this whole sense that there's many people, inclusive of me, that are seeing that what we're doing is choosing this change to what I would call an 8D view. Right now we see in a 3D view, just like we're a three-dimensional view, just like when we go to the movie theater and we put on those glasses and I got to see the movie Avatar in 3D and I feel like, you know, the jungle vines are swinging right at me. As we move into this whole sense of looking at an eight-dimensional view. And some of us are already going there, Kathy, and I'm told that that's where you're exploring with this sense of spirituality. It truly is a sense of options that you have coming at you in a very brief period of time, almost instantaneously, for you to choose. Now, you almost feel, see, and hear all of these options all at once to make your choice. And at times, that can feel overwhelming. It's like, wow. Now, once you get used to it, here's what it does for you. And it's the state of being that I live in every day. It brings things forth. You know, this whole book or, you know, thing that we call The Secret, right, that Rhonda spoke about, it's coming at you in a magnitude of speed that we've never experienced on the earth, that literally these things that we can create on the earth, this magnificence, this state of heaven, right, that we call heaven or Eden, or some people call it Nirvana. I mean, there's many, many names for it, can be right here. And it is a state of choice instantaneously with multiple options coming forth. So that's what you're going through, Kathy. Now, here's what I say. People, the whole, you know, even Nike, go with the flow. This whole let it go. Be with it, right? Every advertising firm is out there, you know? And that really is that of the best advice you could get. It's really the go with the flow, that allowance of what is to come forth. And once you get used to it, boy, you know, Elizabeth talked about the angels, about this sense of gratitude for what is financially. Well, listen, Kathy, you can create financial change instantaneously. Do you know that?
Yeah.
And you've been doing that, in fact, right now, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And it's all of a sudden like, grateful. Wow, yeah.
And it's funny that you have used the word get used to it several times, which was my next question. There are so many changes happening, and I do appreciate you are right on about the sensitivity levels and everything happening at once. My body is trying to accommodate, and I feel like I'm in a constant hot flash at times. And I'm wanting to know, is that just the body getting used to so many, as you share, eight-dimensional type energies and time, time being compressed, as we know time, as in my view, there isn't really a time, but we're on page on that. Is that heat and the energies that are building up in my body going to finally get quieted down?
Yeah. And so the sense of allowing, the sense of letting go, the sense of just being, when I'm saying get used to it, it's a sense of comfort. It's a sense of being. It's a sense of this is a state which is of natural or authenticity, Kathy. And with that, we tell our body, our mind, and soul to synchronize and feel safety. Right now, your body's in a state where it feels a little unsafe. And what I hear is you have some bloating going on, and this whole sense of retention, bloating. Some people will feel, you know, bloating in their lower bowels or what we would call constipation. It's a sense of holding on, a sense of feeling unsafe. Just nurture your body, nurture your mind, your soul. Say that we're in accordance to what is. We're in the purest form. And as we continue down this path, we are very safe. And that's a great mantra, affirmation, prayer, however you'd like to term it, to say daily. And all of a sudden, you'll see this big change within your body. And it'll be very quick, is what I hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's my winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I appreciate it. And I love you both.
Namaste.
I love you both, and thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
So, Michelle, I would love to first of all, I want everybody to find out a little bit more about you. So can you share your website and how they can get hold of you?
Oh, sure. It's my first and last name. It's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, and it's Houchens, Houchens.com. I'm also referred to as the Mile High Medium, so you can look me up that way. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that good social media stuff. So, yeah, that's how you can get hold of me.
Perfect. Well, let's dive in to our topic today, which is a heaven, a state of being. And Michelle, most people describe heaven as a place. What do you mean by a state of being? What do you think it is?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm gonna pose this question out to your listeners. Have you ever been walking? Now, it can be in your house. It can be outdoors. It can be up and down a plane aisle. And all of a sudden, you transform, you know, you transform your state of being because you hear a song. Let's say you're in an elevator, right? You're in this crowded elevator, but for some reason, you like that elevator music. And it takes you back someplace, or it takes you forward someplace. It just takes you inside, is what I would call it. And it brings forth this state of joy. Now, sometimes we'll hear music in our head. Sometimes we'll hear it in an elevator. Sometimes we'll hear it in a plane. Sometimes it's just the state of vibration that we'll hear that simply is a thought that brings us to that of joy. Now, that truly is a state of heaven. That's the state of being. So this place can be anywhere that you are, anytime, with any circumstance going on. Now, people say to me, oh, come on, Michelle, somebody has a gun pointed at my head. I'm not really going to be in the state you call heaven. And I say, guess what? People do it all the time. People say, you know what? I'm going to transform and take myself to this place, the state of being, of peace, of that of joy, of that of what I would call authenticity, the authentic state of being. Now, that seems very tough to do during times of duress. However, people do it all the time. So that's heaven. That truly is the state of being.
Interesting, because you know what's going through my mind? Is there are a lot of people driving home right now, and they're going, you know what, I really was not in a state of being today. and they're probably going, now how do I do that? You know, I have to go to work every day. I've got to drop the kids off. I've got this schedule. I've got this, that, and the other. And do you have any suggestions for these listeners who are experiencing maybe a daily stress and how they can actually create that heaven on earth?
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth,
we've only got a couple minutes, so I want to make sure that I kind of give you a hand.
Sure. Yeah. Well, listen, you were in corporate America like I was, and I would always say, hey, listen to this higher source that many call creator, God, Allah. You know, I'm in a state of heaven until I walk into the office, and then everybody else is there, and I love them very much, but my state of heaven just changed. And, you know, this higher source would laugh and say to me, oh my gosh, you know, how funny is that? Because we're all interconnected. This falsity that you're separate from others or that you're disconnected is simply perception and a falsity of perception. That you've been connected to all that is and all around you all the time. Now, it's a choice, pulling up the state of joy. Often, you know, it's just change your thought process, like get off of it. You know, when I start ranting and raving, I just change my thought process. Go do something else. Go think of something else. It's not that it changes the situation at hand. However, it does give you a new perspective, a new state of being to approach that issue from.
Exactly. And, you know, I think, Michelle, for everyone who's listening, I want to give them just one little homework assignment here before we take a quick break. I want you to think for just a moment what choices you could have made today to make your life a little bit happier, sunnier, and brighter. Think about that, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Elizabeth coming back to you. And you know what? I had a hit when that song was playing that there is a listener, maybe there's a couple listeners, that are actually saying, you know what? I'm in a transition. I really don't want to go. It's really tough, and I'm struggling through it. And you know what? Opportunities are around the corner. And so the way that I look at things is that everything is in the present moment. And everything is an experience for us to enjoy and to learn from. So if you're struggling and having a difficult time leaving, whether it's your job or relationship or something like that, just know that there's opportunities awaiting you, and everything is going to be okay. Sorry about that, Michelle, but that just came through so strong when that song came through that I had to share it, because there's definitely somebody who is asking that question but just has not called in. So let's get back about how can we make this heaven on earth.
Boy, you just took me back with that song from Chicago. I was thinking of myself slow dancing when I was in high school. How funny is that? You know, that was heaven on earth then to me. You know, to have
okay,
a dance.
Back to high school. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, to have a dance when you're a tall girl without anybody stepping on your feet, that's like heaven on earth. It's definitely a state of being. You know, that sense of transition that you're talking about, Elizabeth, so important, just like the seasons of the earth. You know, Mother Earth is ever reaching a state of homeostasis, meaning is constantly rebalancing this sense of change that so often we fight on the earth. You know, we want it to stay. Gosh, I hit that sense of heaven, Michelle, and now it's gone. And I'm like, you know, it's ever changing. It's like the seasons. It's like the leaves falling off. It's why the weather is changing all the time. We don't have a constant in our seasons. So whenever you feel like, wow, change is coming, rejoice. It's a state of homeostasis, a state of rebalance. This whole essence of leaving something to go to something else. You know, it's so tough when people transition off the earth, meaning that they leave this physical form and go into light body and transition. And sometimes we here on earth feel, well, it was too early, or gosh, they hung on too long. This whole sense of transition that occurs in our life with jobs, with people, with things, right? What I know is that you're exactly where you are to be at this exact time. There are no coincidences. And this a state of being, the state of heaven, is simply the what is becoming a popular term now, surrender to a state of authenticity, to a state of natural being. And you'll know it when you're there. It's a very peaceful state. Some people say it's peace, you know, in the eye of the storm. They felt this peace. And that is a true state of natural being, what we call heaven.
Very well said. And I think so many people, you know, rush to the future. They're running to the future. And in doing so, they miss the present moment. They miss the opportunities that are right in front of them. They're worried about the drama that's going on around them, and they get sucked into it. And one of the things that we talked about at commercial break was, how can we get into that happy place? And one of the things that I talked about is breathing. You know, one of the things that I find is when I'm introduced into an environment where there's a lot of drama going on, I tense up, I find my chest get tight because of that energy, right? I just, I'm so empathic, I feel those things. And the first thing that I do is I just take this deep breath and hold it in, and then I let it go. And I just find myself calm tremendously just from that breath. It's that breath of life and bringing me back, like you say, whether it's to the heaven on earth or nirvana, it's just a place of joy, and I remove myself from that. Do you find that for yourself as well?
Oh, absolutely. It was so well put, Elizabeth. You know, we know through clinical studies that breath, what a lot of people call prana, or that of breath, the breath of life, is that of a natural state of being. So when we're in these fearful anxiety states, these states where we're just blocking that of what is, that's all fear is. We're blocking that which is. We're trying to hold it, resist it. So we hold our breath. We hold our bowel movements. We hold a lot of things energetically in our body, and one of them is breath. So it's the simply state of surrender to what is, to let go, to breathe, deep breathe in. You know, we talked about with one of the callers, I think it was Christina, was to bless your breath. Now, most people don't think about the air we breathe. It's such a natural state of being. But can you imagine just blessing every molecule you take in of air? What would that do for you? Would you be more cognizant, more grateful for that? That's an interesting way of living. That's a very authentic way of living.
And it's very interesting. It's what we take for granted. We don't even realize what it feels like not to be able to breathe. And there are people who struggle with that. Well, Michelle, we are just about out of time. So I would love for you to be able to share, you know, just some last minute comments and your website again, and share that with our listeners.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners, all the callers. I am the perpetual student who learns from you, so thank you. And, you know, I just wanted to throw in this whole sense of earthing. If you really feel, I'm not sure I've ever felt what it really feels like to be in a state of being I would call heaven. There's this thing we call earthing. Take off your shoes, take off your sandals, whatever you have on your feet, and go bond with that of Mother Earth. So you can be on grass, you can be on the ground. What we know is that there's actually molecular changes that happen in your red blood cells. Your heart rate goes down, you're breathing, you're much more cognizant of it. And just resonate to that of Mother Earth. Literally, your frequency of your body changes to that of Mother Earth as hers does to yours. So enjoy. And people can reach me at Michelle Houchens.com, Houchens.com. I'm also on syndicatednews.net, and I'm so grateful to be on shows like Elizabeth on Transformation Radio to get the word out there as we all learn from each other. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, and thank you, Brian, behind the scenes.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to have you on. Hope we get you back again.
Thank you.
Yes, well, everyone, thank you, and I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. So until next week, we send you blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.